This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 1171. Two hoots for IELTS speaking slang.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our two-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Should you be honest on IELTS speaking if you're asked about something you don't like or care about? Yes, you should. Today we share Band 9 slang vocabulary to use to describe what you don't like.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, Aubrey, how are ya?
I am excellent. I am preparing to hike the Grand Canyon. Did I tell you that yet?
Ooh, Grand Canyon. Whoop-de-doo. Oh, no. I'm just kidding. The Grand Canyon is amazing. I didn't know that. James and I are going to visit the Grand Canyon on our road trip this summer.
Oh, so exciting. And I have seen it from the rim where you just drive up and you look down.
That's
but
all
I've
we're
never
gonna do. Yeah.
Hiked it because it's intense. It's like a 17-mile hike down and in. And I don't often do 17-mile hikes. I don't know about you.
That's a lot. Are you going to camp at the bottom and then hike out the next day?
One day. Like you go down and up in one day, what we're doing anyway. And yeah, that's a little
that's awesome. Legit.
And
that's
it's
so
like 5,000 feet elevation too. So like straight down and straight up. But yeah, I'm excited.
I remember what I must have been like 14 years old, and because my brother was a guide in the Grand Canyon forever, as was his wife. And so he took my mom and I down, and I kept slipping, and there's like no rail on the side. And you're in the biggest canyon in the world. And I kept like slipping and sliding in the dirt. And then they would get worried. And so all the way down, it was just me every 5 minutes slipping and going, I'm okay. Slip. I'm okay. That's all I remember.
That's probably going to be gorgeous. Me. That's going to be my exact experience. I love how you said Grand Canyon, whoop-dee-doo, because that is how I would use it. If someone's doing something cool that I would want to do, but I'm like being kind of funny and sarcastic, like that's lame. I wouldn't want to do that anyway.
Totally.
I would totally do that. Grand Canyon, whoop-dee-doo.
Oh, whoop-dee-doo. Oh, brag. Right. So guys, we are teaching you some very native slang phrases today that you can use in IELTS speaking part one. When you are asked about things you like and enjoy, but you actually don't like these things, because that happens a lot and students get worried that it's a wrong answer if they say they don't like something, right? But yeah. Of course not, right? You have to be honest on the exam, and the phrases today will help you be honest and also kind of funny and definitely get a high score for vocab.
Yeah, this is going to get you that slang, that variety of vocabulary that you need. And you can throw it in on so many different questions, right? Anytime you would say, I don't like that, or, I don't care, you can throw in one of these native slang phrases and boost your vocab score.
It's so fun. So we're going to teach you the phrases, but also, of course, as always, we will give you examples that you can use on the speaking test. Because if you've been studying IELTS for a while and you're trying to learn vocab, you know how hard it is to use new vocabulary that is totally unfamiliar. You have to get it in context with a model, with an example. So let's get to it. Let's do that first phrase that I used at the beginning. Whoop-dee-doo.
Yes. And if you guys have followed us on social media, you may have seen a post that I did recently about this one. Super fun. So if you missed it, you might not be following us. We're everywhere you can find social media, guys. Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, WhatsApp, Bilibili in China. Wherever you find social media, make sure you follow All Ears English. We have so much fun stuff every week.
Definitely. We post amazing videos every single week, guys. All right. So whoop-de-doo, like I used it, it just means like yay, but in a sarcastic way. So it's actually the opposite of yay. So for example, the examiner says, do you enjoy going to museums? And you say, to be honest, I actually don't like art museums. I mean, looking at pictures of old dudes that old dudes painted, whoop-de-doo.
Yeah, right? I'm not really impressed by that. Whoop-de-doo. Exactly.
So it has to be something specific, right? I would say this is best used when describing something specific that you don't care about or don't like about something, right? Like, do you enjoy watching sports? A lot of people don't. And you could say, I honestly do not enjoy watching sports. My family tries to get me to watch football, basketball, all of these sports because they are huge fans. But I don't care about this stuff. I mean, watching 12 sweaty men run around outside who I don't even know? Whoop-de-doo.
Right, exactly. You say, there I am sitting on the couch thinking, whoop-de-doo, this is a great time. Pure sarcasm.
Pure sarcasm, pure a genius. All right, so what's the next phrase that we can use?
Yeah, this one's very similar and it has the same word, whoop, right? So whoop-de-doo, and then we say big whoop. And it is very similar, guys. You're going to say this for something you're not impressed with, right? Let's say someone buys this fancy new sports car, but again, sarcastic, right? Clearly, it's a cool car. Everyone likes it. And you, to be funny, might be like, oh, I saw you got a new car. Big whoop.
So on the IELTS test, guys, like if you are talking about materialism, right? In speaking part three, even, you can slip some slang in there, right? Because I know there are a lot of questions in speaking part three, like, for example, do people spend a lot of money on weddings where you're from? And you could say like, yes, actually, people spend thousands of dollars for this one day in their lives. It's honestly ridiculous. I mean, you know, spend $2,000 on one dress. Oh, big whoop, you have a dress. I personally do not understand why people do this.
Yes, I love that. Or on part two, if you're having to describe like a party or something and you say, you know, no one's ever thrown me a fun party, but big whoop, I don't care. It's not a big deal.
If you guys want the best example of using big whoop ever, look up Mike Myers, Saturday Night Live, Coffee Talk. This is a classic Saturday Night Live skit, which I won't quote because I might get in trouble, but I can quote.
Just look it up.
Look it up on YouTube. Coffee Talk, Saturday Night Live. Okay, let's move on. We have three more phrases. La-dee-da. This is so fun to say. Where would we use this on the test, Aubrey?
Yeah, kind of similar. If you're asked about something, if you like it or don't, what about like, what's your favorite restaurant? And you might say, I go to the same restaurant every time I can go out because I know I like it. I know a lot of people love going to new places. What's great about that? La-dee-da, you're going to a new restaurant. You might hate it. You might hate the food there. Just go someplace you know you're going to like.
I also use this to mean fancy when I think like, oh, it's too fancy or it's very posh and fancy.
Oh, yeah, I've heard that too.
I use it like that too. So like if you're talking about restaurants. Sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say like we'd say, ooh, you so fancy. And then would say la-dee-da to kind of make fun of it being overly fancy, right?
Yeah, totally. So anytime you're talking about fancy restaurants, fancy clothes, you can describe it as, oh, la-dee-da. My best friend spends so much money on name brand items like Gucci handbags and Louis Vuitton shoes. And she's very la-di-da about her attire.
Yes. This, I feel like this one can imply a little bit of jealousy maybe sometimes, right?
It if we're can, saying that's like, true. Mm,
no, I don't care about that. I don't like that. La-di-da. And there's just a little bit of like, maybe you're a little jealous that they have that and
it
you don't.
It can. That's all context or subtext, I should say. All right. Here's another phrase, guys. Now, this is a great idiom that means do not care. I don't give two hoots. So a hoot is the sound an owl makes. Hoot. So the phrase is, I don't give two hoots. And it literally just means, I do not care one bit about that. So again, if you are asked in speaking part one about anything that you just really don't care about, it is not important to you at all. Shopping, sports, museums, reading books. If this is anything that you don't like, you could say, to be honest, and I'm not ashamed to say, I don't give two hoots about watching documentaries.
Yes. And one good strategy is if you hear yourself say, I don't care, I don't mind, something like this, that's more common, double it up, throw this in after, because natives will do that too, right? Yeah. I'll say, you know, I don't care about that. In fact, I don't give two hoots about that to emphasize how much you don't care.
Yep. And remember, guys, even though I did give an example of a speaking part three way you could use one of these phrases, these are best used in speaking part one and part two because they are very informal. And don't use them anywhere in writing.
Yes, good point.
These last two phrases, don't give two hoots, and the last phrase, it's no skin off my nose, which we'll talk about in a second. These could be used in general training letters for sure.
Oh, yeah. Yes, definitely. Right. I could think of, I've seen a topic where you're asking a friend to recommend where you should visit. And what I remember when I lived in New York, people would always say, we should go to the top of the Eiffel Tower. Right. And I would always tell them, no, you know, do 30 Rock instead. Yeah.
The Eiffel
New York.
Tower?
Oh, sorry. You know what I mean? What's the tall one? In New York.
The Empire State Building.
Thank you. Empire State Building. And I would say, don't go. And this would be something I would say, like, I don't give two hoots about the Empire State Building. It is not exciting. Do this instead, right?
Most tourist things you could describe, like, yes. I don't give two hoots about eating voodoo donuts. all right. So it's no skin off my nose. This has a slightly different connotation. This is more like, I don't care and it's no problem. It's not so much like it's not important to me, I don't like it, right? That's more like the first three phrases. This one is like, it's really no problem for me. It's no skin off my nose. I don't mind.
I would say this a lot if someone has asked me for a favor and they're like apologizing that it's putting me out. And I'd be like, oh, it's no problem. It's no skin off my nose. I'm saying like, I don't mind. I don't care that I'm being inconvenienced a bit.
Yeah, totally. So this would be great in a speaking part two story, right? About helping someone out or doing something that really is no problem for you. This would be a great phrase to use. All right, guys. So remember to follow us on social media. Find All Ears English on Instagram, Twitter. We are everywhere. Our Instagram account, though, is popping because we're doing a lot of cool stories on there. So definitely follow All Ears English on all the social media. All right, Aubrey, thanks for these examples. This was so fun.
So fun. I'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.